Cairo Radio was paid a fee to air the following program. All information discussed on the following program is for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship. Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future, Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
Well, good morning and welcome to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick from the law firm of Gregorick & Associates. So glad to be with you live and in studio this morning. We're not a recording, so we're here for you. And I've got Ted Hansen in the house. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning. Also still alive.
Still alive.
Yes.
Well, that was debatable last night.
Check it this morning, but it was all right.
Got the old ticker going.
Worked out all
hey,
right.
Really a nice, beautiful day out there in Seattle, summer.
Just mid, like every
mid-July,
other day.
Here it is, you know, so it's...
About time, really, right?
Well, mid-July, that seems to be when it all gets going here,
Somebody flips that switch and it's on.
Indeed. Right. Hey, Ted, we've got an event coming up this week that I'm really kind of excited about, and, it's a modest event, it's going to be smaller, and we're going to be going beyond the basics of estate planning. You know, most of the seminars around town are focused on... a lot of elder law issues and Medicaid and our core basic estate planning, which is good. That's where we have to start, and that's where education begins, with the foundational part of estate planning, putting together, you know, wills for folks with proper powers of attorney and healthcare directives and revocable living trust for others with their pour-over wills and those. But there's more. And depending on your assets, folks, there's more planning that probably is necessary, but it's a little esoteric. And sometimes you're not really aware of these types of things. It's not something that everybody's going around boasting about of, gee, guess how much money I have and all the irrevocable trust I have and things like that. I mean, most people aren't doing that. But quietly, many people are, in fact, doing that. And so... when we talk about going beyond the basics, it's really going to entail understanding the nature and extent of your assets and your goals for legacy and the value of money to you, whether that money's tied up in business, in investments, maybe it's heirloom property that has created the wealth. All these things have different emotional attachments to them. They certainly have varying tax attributes that they have and are all challenges and opportunities for our planning. And so when we get into this intermediate to advanced planning, that's usually centered around estates that have minimum estate values of a couple of million, and then it goes up from there, as we all know. Certainly the Seattle Puget Sound region is a very affluent region, not only in Washington, but around the country, and dare I say, around the world.
Yep.
We're very fortunate to live here. There are those among us who need some extra help, and hopefully we can focus on doing those things, but we also enjoy a very high standard of living in many parts of our region. And for those thinking about their money, and what value you can have with your money, not only with your children, but with through charitable planning and that. A majority, I think, or certainly a large percentage of what we'll call high net worth individuals, those with multi-million dollar estates, very often are significant contributors to charitable types of organizations, foundations, trust, and things of that nature. So we want to talk a lot about those things. And so our event that started all this is coming up this Thursday. We do have space left, but it is going to be a smaller event. And we're going to go beyond the basics. And the event's simply called Talking Trust. We're going to talk about maybe 8 to 10 of the more popular types of trust that folks use in intermediate to advanced estate planning, that's going to go beyond the basics, and it's going to address legacy issues, family issues, tax issues. And when we say tax issues, and this is what we have to be so, you know, key in on. Well, we have income taxes, we have estate taxes, we have inheritance taxes, we have capital gains taxes. I must be forgetting some others, but you know, we have lots.
They'll add another one.
There's lots of different taxes, and Ted, what we have to be are challenged with as planners is minimizing a tax in one area may trigger a tax in another.
That is true.
And so we have, you know, this little bit of what we like to call design work. To say for folks that do have taxable estates over $2 million in the state of Washington, if you are at the federal tax level and your estate's over $11 million, definitely need some advanced planning, because one of the things we know is the $11 million federal exemption has a good possibility of dropping back to $5 million in 2025 when that sunsets, and we have two. Presidential elections in between that, interestingly enough, over the next 5 years.
Yep, and who knows what's going to happen at the state level also, right? It's always kind of a moving target.
It is definitely a moving target. So, you know, this, we'd really like you to, you know, come on out. And our new event is called Talking Trust.
Yep. In Issaquah this time, right?
Issaquah.
7 o'clock at the Holiday Inn. Ought to be a really good venue. We don't get out that way very often, but we're looking forward to meeting you folks on the plateau and in that Issaquah area. So, North Bend, I suppose we'd get some pull from several.
Let's be real honest. You wanted it because he's where your neighbors live.
Well,
come on.
I must admit I do live there.
Okay. There see, the truth always comes
out. It's easier than flying up the freeway to do
it. So, So Issaquah is what a great opportunity. And we look forward to being there. And you can go to yourpartnerinlaw.com, yourpartnerinlaw.com. Go to events and sign up for Talking Trust. And we're going to have a few more seminars popping up here pretty soon. And if y'all want to mark your calendars, I know many of you have been calling and asking or emailing or texting and doing all those fun things that you do and wanting to know when is Retirement Roundtable. Well, Retirement Roundtable is going to be coming up in October. Tickets will probably go on sale probably late this month. Maybe earlier, but October 5th, if you want to mark your calendar, that's a Saturday. That's for a day of learning where essentially you can come get a master's degree in pre-estate planning here.
Yep, in other areas. Yeah,
and learn all about lots of different things. The purpose of the event is to put together a lot of the moving pieces for estate planning. What we talk about at all of our events is integrated estate planning, and this is so critical for all of us to have an integrated plan. But what's interesting is each of our plans will be integrated with different people in different ways and means, but we have to figure that out for ourselves, and that's part of what we do to help you figure that out. So do mark your calendars for that.
Be here before you know it.
Ted, you know, as we're looking at a lot of these different types of estate planning techniques beyond wills and revocable living trust. And so the answer is always like, well, what's next? I mean, what do we do? Well, really, what we want to look at is, for instance, our family wealth system model that we developed in concert with some other folks about 20 years ago. And it was to help address these issues because there are so many different things that we as a planner need to try to, what I guess us lawyers used to, well, we do call issue spotting. For this client, they have this much money, but what is its composition? And Ted, how important is it for people to understand the different distinctions in their asset classes of their wealth?
Well, it's critical for us to be able to plan for all these various classes, and it's not unusual, Rick, to have quite a blend of things nowadays, from business interest to real estate to cash positions, all types of different things. IRAs, that's another gigantic.
Boy, hasn't that changed dramatically?
Gigantic planning area for us now, these IRAs, and it's critical that we're able to understand how to deal with these various things because we're dealing with issues like appreciation and capital gains taxes like Rick talked about, and the ability to defer those taxes and or avoid them in some cases is critical to being able to plan. But it all starts from the basic plan, and then we take a look at that situation and we go forward because this is a process. We need to have a good foundation in place so we can build onto that foundation in the future. And generally speaking, this will involve some type of legacy planning and or tax issue spotting to make sure that we get the tax liability down as low as we possibly can and to pass money along in a tax-sensitive manner for your beneficiaries.
Well, Ted, one of the interesting things that I think many people they may have heard of, but not really sure. What does that mean or how does that work? And one of the things that we find that people get, you know, kind of excited about once they learn about it and understand it is the generation skipping tax trust that can be created, which essentially can set up a trust for yourself, your spouse, your children, but you're really setting up a legacy for your grandchildren in this generation skipping trust so that, you know, during your either your spouse's or your children's lifetime, they could have access and use and enjoyment of the money in the trust. However, the goal is being able to pass along estate tax-free money to your grandchildren. In other words, skip a generation. The government likes to get a bite at the apple, folks, on taxing every single generation. Yep. So if I want to skip my children and go directly to my grandchildren, guess what? The government has a tax. It's a scheme. I was almost going to say a tax scam.
Scam, yes.
It's close.
I heard it.
If a private company was doing this, it's a scam. But it's since the government's doing
it's
it,
a scheme.
It's a scheme.
It's a
scheme,
yes.
Scheme, yes. Yeah, boy, oh, boy. I don't know that that was even a Freudian slip. It's just what it is,
Right.
We are live radio. We call it like we see it.
Yeah, and generation skipping is an interesting
concept. It's a fantastic tool.
Because years ago, that exemption, Rick, was quite low, frankly, and I think it was down into a couple $100,000.
Well,
dollars
way then, and up until 2010,
yeah,
it was $1 million.
That's right, and now it's tagged at $11 million. It parallels the standard exemption for individuals, which is $11 million currently at the federal level.
Right. And this gift taxing and this generation skipping really has some, you know, really good benefits for us here in Washington, because Washington does not have a gift tax. And I whisper that Washington does not have a gift tax
or capital gains.
I don't want anyone in Olympia to hear other
capital
than listeners
gains, for that matter.
So we don't have capital gains, which is a type of income tax.
Don't tell them.
But we have to be careful. We don't let the cat out of the bag because I've noticed, Ted, that, you know, many of our politicians, sometimes if they see another state or city that has a tax and we don't, they feel kind of left out. Like, how come that city has a tax and we don't?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. My little Sunday morning rants. So anyhow, these generation skipping things, they're fun. They can do it. The tax system is very favorable today. $11,400,000 for each of us on our skipping. And so that's pretty cool. And we can do a lot of amazing things with that. Hey, we're going to take a break. And if you'd like to give us a call, 888-973-5476. That's live on air. Your partner in law, 888-973-5476. We'll be right back.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorek. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorek is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorek and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorek, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high cost of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Their classes come coming up in July, Saturday the 20th and Monday the 22nd. Seating's limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Classes are free. You'll get a copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
If you have accumulated a net worth of more than $2 million and you want to be sure to protect it, you've got to attend Talking Trusts on July 18th. John Curley here with Rick Regrick, host of Your Partner-in-Law. And Rick, this sounds like a great event.
John, we're excited to offer this brand new class for those who have accumulated over $2 million in assets. You'll learn about wills and the 10 most popular trusts for asset protection, reduction of income taxes, capital gains taxes, gift and estate taxes, and really how to put it all together.
It's complicated stuff, but you make it so easy.
We sure do, John. We love helping people who have worked hard their entire life to make sure they do everything they can to properly protect all their assets and pay the minimum amount of taxes you possibly can. Our goal is your peace of mind.
So don't put it off. Be proactive. Have a plan. Attend Rick's class July 18th at 7 o'clock in Issaquah. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservations now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now, back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Go get him, Bruce. That is Bruce, right? Yeah. That's the boss. The boss.
New Jersey's finest.
I'm glad that's not a requirement to be the boss that you got to sing. There you go. There we go. Hey, welcome back to Your Partner in Law. Hey, you heard our buddy, Mr. John Curley out there, and he's threatened to be coming out to our trust event here. So he's right. I didn't ask him. So, but he's always welcome, as are you. So we look forward to that. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and get signed up for Talking Trust. It's this Thursday. So it's just a couple days away. It's
That's
this
right.
Thursday.
7 o'clock.
So it's going to be fun. We're going to talk about some really cool planning techniques that many folks will like in that. And it's like everything else. It's like, oh, I didn't know you could do that. There are so many things. I mean, Ted, one of the biggest mistakes that we find people of that have wealth or, you know, entry level into wealth, let's say they have a $2, $3 million estate, but $1 million of it is life insurance they own in their own name. And one would query, why in the world would you buy life insurance knowing that some of the life insurance proceeds are going to force you into a taxable situation and therefore have to pay tax? I would say that's kind of like making the government the beneficiary of your life insurance,
yes.
Which I don't think anybody intended to do.
Yes.
Well, come on out to Talking Trust, right? And we're going to talk to them about how to fix that.
It's actually a real simple solution to that.
You've got
to
fix it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that you don't get rid of the insurance, but fix it.
Yeah.
You know, this is something we try to get our insurance professionals out there to help with, but you know, darn it, you know, sometimes putting a lawyer in between the insurance salesperson and the client sometimes delays the commission. I'm just saying sometimes. This could happen.
That and realtors, right?
And, you know, trying to make sure, well, I got to get to my – when they sell life insurance, they want to deliver the policy to you as quickly as possible because you have a look back from the date of policy. When they deliver it to you, you've usually got like 20 days look back, which you can cancel it. But once you get past the look back, they get paid.
Yep.
And yes,
and rather substantially on most of these.
And policies. So when people are selling you a million or multi-million dollar life insurance policy – if they're not advising you to please talk with your estate planning attorney and possibly your CPA, because this is a taxable event that is occurring. And unfortunately, many of you will hear words like, oh, don't worry, life insurance isn't taxable. And you hear, oh, life insurance isn't taxable. And you somehow extrapolate that to saying it's not estate taxable. Well, you got to be careful. Remember, just a few minutes ago, we talked about all the different taxes we need to deal with. Income, capital gains, long and short term, gift taxes, all those taxes. Well, this is another one of those. Life insurance is not subject to income tax.
It's when not you taxable receive to the it. Beneficiary. That's correct.
However, when you own it in your own name, It is absolutely includable in your estate for estate tax purposes.
And that is commonly misunderstood.
So many people find out a hard lesson on that. Yeah. In a modest estate, you could be talking $200,000-$300,000 in taxes.
That's right. That's
my goodness, that bites. That really takes a bite out of the
American. But at the basic level, you want to have that owned by an entity, not by yourself individually.
It's so important.
And islets, insurance trusts can be used for a number of different purposes, and a lot of wealthy people will use life insurance trusts to pay their tax liability, for example.
What's a good income tax play?
That's a positive way to deal with those kind of issues. But generally speaking, that's a way to plan for it is the insurance trust typically. So that's always good for us. But we're going to also talk a little bit about the basics out there. We're going to start off talking about the basics, and then Rick's going to go into some of these what we call more kind of exotic planning measures that everybody can take advantage of, assuming it fits your needs.
Yeah, nothing spooky. Really good tried and true stuff. Hey, let's talk to David here in Redmond. Good morning, David.
Good morning. I have a mother who has a trust that has been created in Washington, but through assisted living, because of assisted living and family, she has decided to move to Oregon.
Okay.
I was wondering if there was any kind of impact on a trust that I might need to be concerned about.
Well, David, you're going to get the favorite attorney answer. Maybe, or it depends.
I understand.
Right. So let me ask you a couple questions.
Okay.
Is her trust a revocable trust?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And does the trust own things?
It does, but it does not own any property.
Does she own any property?
She does not.
She does not. Okay, so that's a good start. What do you approximately, how much money's your mom got left in her estate?
Under $500,000.
Okay. So has mom hooked up with a good elder law attorney like Mr. Hansen here yet?
She actually had the trust created essentially by you about 5 years ago.
Okay, well, then if it's by us, then we should probably talk Monday. Moving to Oregon, generally what I normally recommend is to at least update their powers of attorney and the pour-over will to Oregon jurisdiction, and we can do that for you at the office. We're Oregon licensed. And then we review the trust. It may or may not be necessary to change the governing law of the trust. We may want to just take a look at that because there's some differences between Washington and Oregon that we'd want to address on the individual level. They're what we call a common law state. We're community property. I assume Dad's out of the picture at this point?
Correct.
Okay. So, why don't you just give us a call Monday, and what we'll do is kind of take a look at the existing trust that she has, where mom's at on her assets today, and then, kind of what mom's future looks like and what her cash flow looks like, and, how is that going to last for her, expected life expectancy, and if not, then we need to kind of come up for a what's next plan.
Sure. Well, she's currently 93.
Okay, so okay. we have a window on life expectancy then.
That's right.
Okay. Good for her. I am just so.
Although we do have relatives that made it to 108.
Wow.
That's impressive. I have several clients that are elderly that are still so active and vital. It just kind of blows my mind sometimes. One of my fellows, he's 92 years old, and he retired from Boeing when he was 65, and decided, after a phone call from Boeing, said, "Hey, we really need you. Would you come back and consult or whatever?" And, that was when he was 65. He's now 92, and he's still going strong. He works 40 hours a week, and he loves it, and he's a software engineer. So,
my goodness.
It's impressive, right? It's humbling
That's
to the rest
for
of
sure.
us. So, hey, listen, David, thanks for calling. And
give
us a call tomorrow, and we can kind of give you some real specific answers for you. But good to know that you're thinking about that, and we hope the best for mom. So take care. And, folks, we're going to be back after this short break at 888-973-5476 for more of your calls and also Talking Trust at yourpartnerinlaw.com. We'll be right back.
biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high cost of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Their classes coming up in July, Saturday the 20th and Monday the 22nd. Seating's limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Classes are free. You'll get a copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
If you have accumulated a net worth of more than $2 million and you want to be sure to protect it, you've got to attend Talking Trusts on July 18th. John Curley here with Rick Regrick, host of Your Partner in Law. And Rick, this sounds like a great event.
John, we're excited to offer this brand new class for those who have accumulated over $2 million in assets. You'll learn about wills and the 10 most popular trusts for asset protection, reduction of income taxes, capital gains taxes, gift and estate taxes, and really how to put it all together.
It's complicated stuff, but you make it so easy.
We sure do, John. We love helping people who have worked hard their entire life to make sure they do everything they can to properly protect all their assets and pay the minimum amount of taxes you possibly can. Our goal is your peace of mind.
So don't put it off. Be proactive. Have a plan. Attend Rick's class July 18th at 7 o'clock in Issaquah. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservations now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Regrick.
Nice little guitar, Rick.
Rocking in on a Sunday morning for everybody, Rick.
Hey, it's Your Partner in Law, and we're back, and we're talking trust. And we're going to be doing that Thursday for a couple hours in Issaquah out at the Holiday Inn. I think it's one of those Holiday Inn Expresses or something along those lines. They had
I thought
it
was a regular Holiday Inn, something but you like might it. Be right. But
there's
only
is,
one.
Out there's there at
one.
Issaquah this Thursday, talking trust. This is geared at those of you who will have or do have taxable estates, which is over $2 million. For a lot of you, you're surprised to say you wake up one day and you come in and you see your attorney and we look at your house and we look at your IRA account and a little investment and we say, congratulations, you have a taxable estate. You're a multimillionaire. And you go, I am? I do? What? Yeah. Yes, it can happen overnight. Even when you're not looking, with real estate prices around here soaring the way they've done, the stock market continues on its, you know, now going into its 11th year.
Most people's 401k alone is an excessive.
And so we're really getting a lot of built-up wealth, and it's kind of exciting for us because what's happening, Ted, is we're getting new generations into wealth. We're getting and new families that have never been in that, you know, wealth side of the equation before. We, you know, we're seeing people move into that in the areas. I mean, sadly, we see people moving out of the affluent or more affluent areas into lower and back. But so we've got migration both ways. But, you know, here in the Puget Sound, you know, I know we have the homeless problem and the heroin problem and the opiate problem and terrible problems there. And we have some income gaps and all that. I understand that. But we also have the benefit of, you know, profound wealth. We're probably home to the most philanthropic person on planet Earth, if that's measured by how many billions of dollars have been donated to charity.
You got a few of those.
The guy's name's Bill, yeah. And just done a phenomenal job. And I think a lot of other uber super wealthy people have taken a cue from Mr. Gates as far as doing that. Many of them set up significant foundations and things like that. I know that Costco's founder and all them, you know, everybody, you know, so many of them have these things.
But notice how they're structured, right? This isn't just him just doing this, right? This is takes some thought to create
these are big
foundations
deals.
And to
Well, this has a little banner underneath the radio. Yeah. If you can see it on your banner, it says, this is not, you know, to be done at home. This is a train driver, closed track.
Yes.
These are the tools that we're going to talk about helping you protect your preserve your estates, pass on your legacy, be tax savvy, asset protected, protect the assets not only for yourself in some cases, but for your spouse
really what
and
this
children.
Is about, right? I mean, we talk about generational wealth in this country. This is the way that this happens, folks. From the East Coast to the West, these tools have been around for ages. And they're available to everybody, and some people, for whatever reason, feel either guilty about taking advantage of those things, and I really don't understand that mindset, because the law is the law, right? That just because we can take advantage of it in a certain way to be tax beneficial to you, those are provided for us. They're just out there for the taking, and you just got to know enough to be able to take it, right?
Well, every trust we're going to talk about and does have, you know, backing within the Internal Revenue Code.
Yeah.
And we'll give you the code and everything when we do your trust, and we have to call out certain things. These are sophisticated trusts, and they're very technical. With very few exceptions, they're almost all irrevocable trust.
Yes.
And, you know, one of the trusts that I asked people about, I said, well, what if you were to put $1 million into a trust, and then over the next 5 years, you took out $200,000 a year? So you put $1 million in. And then in the end of the five-year period, you've taken $1 million out. And maybe there's still $1 million in there because of how you've invested. Whatever the value of that trust is, after you put your money in and then taking your money out, it goes on to your children or whoever the beneficiary is, typically children, estate tax-free. You just transferred $1 million.
Right.
It's just an amazing tool, but we have to show it to you, and we have to show it to you in your real life with real numbers, how it works for you. Lots of these things sound great on paper, but once we apply them to you, we go, oh, that's not the right technique for you. What we need to do for you is this little technique over here. Or within the various techniques, tailor them. There's just so many real cool things to do. And so we're going to learn a lot about what we call crats and cruts and nimcruts, and we'll learn about T-clats. How's that, a T-clat? Grats. We're going to learn about a guy named Bert. We're going to talk about a Bert Trust. There's all kinds of fun stuff coming up. Hey, if you'd like to give us a call, we do have some time left this show at 888-973-5476. Your partner in law. We'll be right back. Hey, get signed up for Talking Trust next Thursday. We'll be right back.
My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. They didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525-longtermcare.com. That's 525-longtermcare.com.
If you have accumulated a net worth of more than $2 million and you want to be sure to protect it, you've got to attend Talking Trusts on July 18th. John Curley here with Rick Regrick, host of Your Partner in Law. And Rick, this sounds like a great event.
John, we're excited to offer this brand new class for those who have accumulated over $2 million in assets. You'll learn about wills and the 10 most popular trusts for asset protection, reduction of income taxes, capital gains taxes, gift and estate taxes, and really how to put it all together.
It's complicated stuff, but you make it so easy.
We sure do, John. We love helping people who have worked hard their entire life to make sure they do everything they can to properly protect all their assets and pay the minimum amount of taxes you possibly can. Our goal is your peace of mind.
So don't put it off. Be proactive. Have a plan. Attend Rick's class July 18th at 7 o'clock in Issaquah. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservations now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now, back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Regrick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
All righty, welcome back to Your Partner in Law. That's right, we are Your Partner in Law. And I think I cut off a little quick at the end of the last segment, but we do have Talking Trust coming up this Thursday. Fun event. You're going to learn all about our family wealth system and integrated planning. This is for the more affluent, if you will. We're going to go beyond the basics of regular wills and trust-based planning. We're going to start introducing you to new tools. And many, many, many of you will like a lot of these different tools and figure out how to use them within your estate. I mean, Ted, one of the most popular things over the last 5 years has really been what we would like to call the retirement plan trust or an IRA preservation trust. This is going to be a big deal. And you've been, I mean, we've been doing a lot of these and clients really like them.
Yeah, they're an excellent planning device, and they also allow you to do marital tax planning for what is considered most people's largest asset, which is critically important that people understand that, that these things that pass outside of your estate, you don't necessarily have the ability to drag back in and plan for them if you don't have the planning in your documents. So.
Yeah, and that's a really big deal to, you know, get balance in our estates and when we do that. So we want to be efficient. I mean, that's the whole point about being efficient.
Yeah.
And we're also at Talking Trust this Thursday. We're also going to bring you up to date on the SECURE Act that has passed Congress, not quite unanimously, but with extremely strong building, strong what we call bipartisan support. The House voted 417-3 in favor of passing the SECURE Act, which is going to have a lot of changes to our retirement savings accounts, our qualified accounts, IRAs, 401s, all that kind of stuff. Within the new act, it's like so many things. There are things you are going to like, and there are things you're not going to like. So, but with the aging population and with us living longer now, I think we can expect to see the beginning requirement distribution age right now at 70 and a half. That looks to me like the Senate bill takes it out to 75, while the House bill takes it to 72, but nonetheless, it's moving out. Now, that's a good thing. That just says you don't have to start taking out your required minimum distributions until you're older. You may take them out without penalty, but you don't have to. So that's a good thing. See, that's a good thing, stretching that out. So I'd go for the 75 plan.
It's a good thing, except to the extent that when you start taking it out at 75, of course, your life expectancy is smaller. Therefore, you're going to end up taking out more than you normally would at 70.
So but you've already, half, but right? You didn't have to take out 4 years previously.
Well, that's true. That's true.
So it's, you know, it's a math problem we need to look at. Yeah. And there's just a whole bunch of things that we're going to have to maybe do differently in our retirement planning just to figure this out. I think during our lifetime for our own events, most of the laws are going to help protect and preserve and enhance our ownership of those assets. However, when we pass those assets along, I think we're going to see restrictions fairly significant restrictions on those. And we'll talk about those this Thursday at Talking Trust.
Yeah, that seems to be a big focus, is that inherited IRA status. And I don't foresee anything changing in terms of the actual ownership of the account. I think it's how you pass it on after you're gone.
Yeah, and you know, we're going to be talking about shortened periods of time whereby the accounts have to be liquidated or completely done.
Which in some cases can be a bad thing for people typically, right? So we have some mechanisms by which we can show you how to do what we call accumulation rather than conduit trusts, and that is an ability to retain that money in that trust vehicle for people that are on public benefits, for example. It's critical to have that kind of planning, right?
So these retirement plan trusts are very popular right now because so many of you have more significant retirement savings. I mean, it's not unusual for folks that have been, you know, regular jobs, everyday folks to come in with, you know, a quarter to $500,000 401k.
Easy. Yeah.
And then, you know, many of our folks, you know, that have been in the long time Boeing, your VIP folks and that have been over there.
Big companies, but yeah.
That have been in them for 30 years. I mean, my goodness, a lot of these they're cresting $1 million now, which.
Well, most of them match, right? And some of them match dollar, for example, right, Rick?
Well, up to 10 times in some cases.
Yeah, it's a real big deal, you know.
So we need We need to be better and smarter at managing these qualified accounts because of the myriad of taxes. But the SECURE Act, however that comes out of the Senate and law, it looks like that will pass. Now, is that going to be this year, next year? Don't know. I think it's coming soon. I'm pretty sure it's going to happen. Let's put it that way. I would put money on it.
Yeah, in some form, for sure it will.
Yeah, it would be really a surprise if this doesn't go through, because the mainstream press hasn't talked about it much because the politicians aren't arguing about it. So if they don't argue about it, they don't talk about it. So come on, mainstream press.
Yeah, and I'm not sure why it's not ringing a bell at that level either, but it just isn't.
Well, this affects so many Americans.
Perhaps it's just misunderstanding of the ramifications of the act, I think.
Well, when we had the Clark v. Raymaker case, right, back there in 2015, so this isn't anything new. All nine justices on the U.S. Supreme Court agreed. All nine agreed on a major tax thing. And not a peep.
Yeah, nothing.
Not a
peep.
Silence,
yeah.
And yet it affected.
Except in our community, of course.
It affected every single American who has a retirement account. IRA, 401, 403, 457. Anybody who has a retirement account was impacted by that decision. And aside from hearing it here on your Partner in Law, I think the press was deafening. It was just terrible. You didn't hear a thing. So anyhow, that always frustrates me. Hey, folks, we're going to take a quick break and then more of your Partner in Law when we get back.
If you have accumulated a net worth of more than $2 million and you want to be sure to protect it, you've got to attend Talking Trust on July 18th. John Curley here with Rick Regrick, host of Your Partner in Law. And Rick, this sounds like a great event.
John, we're excited to offer this brand new class for those who have accumulated over $2 million in assets. You'll learn about wills and the 10 most popular trusts for asset protection, reduction of income taxes, capital gains taxes, gift and estate taxes, and really how to put it all together.
It's complicated stuff, but you make it so easy.
We sure do, John. We love helping people who have worked hard their entire life to make sure they do everything they can to properly protect all their assets and pay the minimum amount of taxes you possibly can. Our goal is your peace of mind.
So don't put it off. Be proactive. Have a plan. Attend Rick's class July 18th at 7 o'clock in Issaquah. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservations now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high cost of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Their classes come coming up in July, Saturday the 20th and Monday the 22nd. Seating's limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Classes are free. You'll get a copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorek. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorek is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorek and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorek, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorek.
Alrighty,
675309.
Yeah,
that's not the number to call in, by the way.
Thank you. For goodness sake.
Ted Hansen on the microphone.
Coming at you live Sunday morning, Cairo Studios.
This is where you do the mic drop or something?
That's where I do the mic drop.
Cairo, right. Cairo said we can't do the mic drop.
Get him out of
they
there.
They said these things are expensive.
Yeah.
Plus they're all screwed in.
Yeah, that's right. This is talk radio.
Hey, folks, at our event that's coming up this Thursday, we're going to be talking and introducing you to our family wealth system. And many, many of you have come to our events in the past and been introduced to segment one, primary planning, wills, trust, healthcare directors, powers of attorney at the basic level, the revocable living trust for planning, or a will-based plan. This is the basics. All of us need one of those plans or the other, and we should all have them. We all have the possibility of getting sick or being disabled. And at least by my last understanding, each of us will at some point die. So this is part of what estate planning is about, but we try to make it about the living and about, you know, protecting what we've worked for, what you've acquired and accumulated over your lifetime. And to help you, most people want to pass that on to their family and their children and grandchildren. And that's a lot of what's going to happen here. And we're going to be talking about a lot of the irrevocable trust that have all kinds of purposes. Now, you know, Ted, we always describe the living trust, the revocable living trust, as our core estate planning. That's kind of the Swiss Army knife of trust. Now, the rest of the trust we talk about are not going to be Swiss Army knife. You know, the Swiss Army knife does all kinds of things. It's got scissors and saws, and well, it's got a corkscrew if it's mine, and it's got, you know, other tools besides just a knife. Well, depending on the job, Swiss Army knife may not be the right job. If I've got to clean my fish, yeah, I'd get it done, but it'd be a little messy. Yeah. Where if I got, you know, a nice fillet knife, a specialty purpose knife, boy, the job's going to be slick and smooth and nice and enjoyable. That's what we're talking about with this types of trust. Yep. They're specialties. It's going to be the fillet knife, if you will. You know, it's going to be something special. They're tools, folks. And we want to make sure that each of these trust is properly designed tool to protect what you want it to do. These are the types of trust that if they're not done within specification, let's say, then they're not going to work.
And yep, that's what we don't want, because this is tax issues that we're talking about now when it fails, right? So you have all this planning and you have a document that fails for some reason. Guess what? All the money comes back in and you take the tax hit after spending all this time to do it.
Now,
it's got to be done right.
As long as they're done right, the benefits are amazing. We talked earlier about the generation skipping trust. We told you we're going to introduce you to the BERT trust. This is where you can build up equity, you know, kind of build your own retirement account and then pass that on. It all estate tax benefits. It's amazing. The other thing we're going to introduce you is kind of the fourth leg of our family wealth system. We have, you know, our primary planning at the middle. We've talked a little bit about philanthropic charitable planning, anything you can do during your life or upon your death testamentary. Talked about that. Now, we've talked about a variety of wealth transfer tools. We talked about the insurance trust. We've talked about a grantor retained annuity trust. Lots of different irrevocable trusts, the standalone retirement trust, very popular today. And when people learn about that, I mean, the first question out of their mouth is, well, how do I get one or where do I get one? Well, it's not quite like you go to Costco and pull it off the shelf. I say, well, what we do, if that's of interest to you, now we need to talk about it and go through it and make sure it works. Yeah. Not just that you think this is a cool thing. Let's make sure it works in your plan. Well, the fourth element, Ted, is a fun one, and that's one that we'll find for a lot of our real estate investors, where we'll start bringing in passive business entities there. And then also for people that just have a lot of excess cash laying around, perhaps, building a business entity around that cash to set up a much more leveraged gifting scenario. Yep. And these are fun when we put these together. Very oftentimes in these planning modes, we end up, you know, really doing intergenerational family planning, kind of creating that waterfall. Yep. You know, grandma and grandpa, mom and dad, whoever, they start at the top of the mountain. We want to start building wealth. Well, that snowballs your wealth, and it's a little thing when it starts, but it accumulates that wealth as it travels down through the generations.
You hit it on the head, though. It's about preserving what you have, right? You get there, and you certainly don't want to lose it. And I've certainly seen my fair share of folks who either just didn't plan or just literally just mismanaged the money. And 2 years later, after you inherit the money, it's gone. And we see this a lot in our practice, don't we? We have people that'll blow through a couple million bucks in a couple of years with nothing to show for it. It's just really sad. And typically that money was not earned by that person. So that makes it even more sad.
And there's some things we can do to help.
Yeah. Well, simple things, really.
Well, incentive trust for children. It is amazing. It's a really cool tool. I mean, we can be very, very creative folks. We can, you know, we can help guide the future of your money management. We can leave it wide open. We can help guide it. The key is we can help you do it your way. I think, like Mr. Sinatra said, estate planning your way. Wasn't that one of his big hits?
I think it was.
Estate planning your way? You'd have to sing it. I can't sing it.
Yes, I think it was.
We want your estate planning your my way.
There we go.
Okay. So you get the folks. You know, we do estate planning. We do not do stage, and we're not song and dance men.
That's correct. Well, sometimes I am, but not
well, you might
work.
Be.
I, not at work.
Not at work.
Sure.
Okay. You're one of those closet dancers?
I am, actually, yeah. You ever see the size of my closet.
Your wife keeps you in the closet.
That's exactly right. She wishes she could lock me down permanently in some cases, I'm sure. But so far, so good, Rick. She lets me out of the cage every once in a while so I can come play down here.
Hey, folks, you come in and see us, you're going to have just as much fun doing your estate planning, because it really is, you know, when we get beyond the idea that you're planning for death. Forget that. You know, come on. We're not planning for your death. Your death is eventual. It's going to happen. Let's be prepared. But let's do the good stuff. Let's really, you know, bulletproof your estate plan, take care of your spouse and your children and your grandchildren, create that legacy that you've always dreamt about, and let's do it in a asset-protected, very savvy, asset-protected, tax-savvy matter,
tax-efficient,
exactly, because right. Let's pay our fair share of taxes. We need, you know, we need our government infrastructure. But let's do just that. So it's always, always a pleasure talking with you every Sunday morning. I might be a little scarce the next week or two. I'm going to go take some vacacion. And Ted and Scott will be taking the helm here and enlightening you, and maybe have a guest or two on as well. So be safe out there. Looks like another beautiful day. Get out in the water, but remember, it's cold. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick. Event info, newsletters, and Your Partner in Law podcast can all be found at yourpartnerinlaw.com. To schedule an appointment with Rick Gregorick, call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free Partner in Law event, visit yourpartnerinlaw.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 9 to Your Partner in Law with your host, Rick Gregorick. Simulcast on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. KIRO FM 97.3, Tacoma, Seattle. Your world now.